Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. And our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874.
You had to read your tattoo, didn't you?
I know. Messes me up.
When we agreed to do the show like 7 years ago or so, we had to get like matching tattoos with the phone number and the radio call logo on it and practice it at home. But we're good now. Catch the podcast on KXORadio.com.
Thank you, Mario.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was hard. It was distracting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's why. That's my excuse.
I almost want to say we're not being taken over by aliens. It's okay. Because it's like
you are.
Exactly.
Distracted by shiny stuff anyway.
No, that was a tough noise to work through. Much better. Thank you. Welcome, listeners. We're here with Mariana Vialas. Más o menos. That wasn't horrible. She's the lead advocate of the Sure Helpline. And we have a fun topic today, people. Don't drive off the road.
It's a topic that a lot of parents makes them uncomfortable talking to their kids.
Have you guessed yet, listeners? Are you like, ooh, God, what are they going to talk about?
But it's something that happens naturally.
Your period?
We hope so.
We hope so.
Your period, that was good. And that's part of it, I suppose, huh?
I'm pretty sure it is.
So, Mariana, we're going to talk today about how to speak to our children about sex.
Yes.
Okay, that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it today.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to ask any questions, but before, thank you for having me again.
Sure.
And I just want to make a very brief announcement. Sure Helpline Crisis Center has a new location. So we are going to be having an open house, so everybody's invited. It's going to be this Thursday, the 29th, from 4 to 7.
I got the invitation.
Yes, good. I've been sending out flyers. Yes, 1 week from today. So coming in, we have a lot of food. We're going to have a lot of activities, and just pretty much as to...
Is it a bigger location?
Yes, it's a bigger, better location, and it's going to be located at 210 Wake Avenue. Suite B, you know, I don't know if you guys are very familiar with the El Centro, but it's where the WTC World Training Center building is at.
It's right across the street from ABC Pediatrics.
Kind of.
Like in that area, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, the point of reference that I use is Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Social Security, that area.
That stuff. So everybody's welcome to go. I mean, you know. Just
isn't
come
that
and
like,
meet us.
I'm old school El Centro. Isn't that like Heber or something?
Almost.
Not there yet.
Heading south out of town somewhere?
No.
Scott.
The mall is a little bit closer to Heber.
There you go. Okay, so you're right over by Lucky's grocery store and that whole complex
there
of things
go.
Over
and,
there.
And we're inviting everybody so they can come and see the new location, the people that work there. And, you know, we just, you know, keep going strong. And we know we have a lot of goals for the future. And, you know, we're hoping that, you know, the community also gets involved. So. Yeah, but today the topic that we have that you have mentioned is how to talk to your kids about sex. And that's one of those topics that a lot of us didn't even heard of when we were growing up.
We can't hear you. We're plugging our ears right now.
Yes. and that's exactly what we're doing. We're covering our eyes.
Or you learn the stuff from the movies or from your friends.
Which is worst. You know, a lot of parents don't realize that. And one of the things that parents say, well, I'm not going to talk to my kids about sex because they're going to get ideas. About sex. Parents, guess what? They already know about sex. And the sad thing about it is they have the wrong information. And the wrong information, like Maria was saying, they get it from the internet or they get it from books. They get it from, you know, a lot of the times magazines.
The women magazines or the...
Exactly. Cosmo.
The Glamour.
And, exactly. And they don't understand the full concept of sex. Adults don't know the whole concept of sex.
I want to go two different directions.
I'm stuck
in my head. So by sex, we're talking about the whole wide range of spectrum, not just the act itself or
no, actually, if we do that, Scott, we're going to be here all day. and we only have an hour. So, you know, let's, you know, pretty much the point, I mean, what exactly it takes in terms of intercourse, you know, and in terms of body parts, what is actually sex? Because as we go along, you know, the conversation.
So basically two people doing stuff to each other.
Yeah. What kind of things?
Or
God,
more,
I mean,
or
I can
something.
Be poking you right now. You know, that's not sex.
That's,
you
know? Yes.
Touching, but not
safe touching. But yeah, you know, pretty much what everybody's afraid of, you know, actually the act of having sex or intercourse.
Okay. That's good context.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's why.
But then there's the different kinds. I mean, of sex. You know, there's the sex that is man and woman,
mm-hmm.
woman and woman, man and man. You know,
there, yeah,
and
or
then the
e other or something. Who
yeah,
knows?
And then all the other stuff.
Everything, all of the above. So, yeah, but, you know, most of them is like, how do I talk to my kids about
basic,
this? When is that?
The basic stuff.
The basic stuff.
Like, the basic, you know, just to...
Yeah, girl, boy,
birds and the bees.
Kids. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, what happens? I mean, how do I talk to my kids? You know, when is the right age? Well, essentially, when is the right age to start talking to kids? Since they start walking, pretty much, you know. If we talk about psychology and all this stuff, they know that we are sexual beings even before we are born. And if you guys have babies, you know, male babies, they are, you know, sometimes they have an erection as young as, you know, what, 3 days old. And it's just, those are just natural reflexes, mm-hmm. of course. But, you know, we have to start teaching our kids their body parts since they are growing up.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.